Good day. It is Rob and Mike from the McLuhan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. So, Mike, on the weekend, I was reading an article in the Globe and Mail that was going through the fortunes of some of the investors in Fortress Financial, which is just based north of here in Richmond Hill. And it was rather interesting just to read the whole story on what has happened with this company. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know you even said in the last year or so, you've had a client who was actually calling you with some interest in this company.
I did. I had one of my better clients who gave me a call, and he said that he was looking to put $100,000 into this investment that a number of his friends had invested in. He had gone out to a presentation, and it was about putting money into a company that was helping to finance the soft costs of big real estate developments. So soft costs are all those costs involved before you actually get a shovel in the ground. And what I thought was interesting was he said it offered a guaranteed 8% return over a 2-year period. And my thought was, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Nothing offers you a guaranteed rate of return, at least at 8%. The last time I saw someone offering a guaranteed return around 8%, I think was Bernie Madoff at 10%. And we all know how that worked out. So, my ears perked up, and I essentially told the client I didn't think it was a good idea. I did a little bit of research on it and came back to him and recommended that he did not go through with it. He said, thanks for the advice. He'll think about it. Long story short, he didn't go through with it.
It's interesting. Over the years, we found certain red flags that can be attached to certain investments. One of them is any fixed rate of return that's guaranteed that's not attached to a fixed investment. And those are two really different items. There are fixed items like GICs and government bonds that will give you a fixed rate of return, but generally it's very low and people aren't looking forward to that. Whenever you find these higher rate of returns that are guaranteed to an item that doesn't really have any type of proper guarantee or government backing behind it, you know there's generally something wrong in there.
I think what's interesting as well is when you really look at what lay behind this, and this is the hard part because it's written in these with a lot of legalese. It's a very detailed document of who's involved and where all the money goes, and no one has the wherewithal to break it all down. They just trust that a friend recommended it, and they think they should look at it too, and why wouldn't I put my money away to earn 8% for 2 years?
There's a big difference between making a return and getting your money back as a percentage. And that's something that gets very confusing in investments. We've seen it many times in the last probably 10 years in a lot of income funds that come out of banks. They will guarantee you, they'll give you a certain rate of return. They won't say it's guaranteed, but they'll produce a distribution of, say, 4%. If the fund makes 4 or 5%, that's great. But in years like we're going through this year, when you don't have those types of returns, they end up returning your capital to you. You may get your 4%, but what you're going to find is the value of the investment keeps on being reduced. Much what was happening in Fortress was people were getting their return for a period of time, but it was just returning their own money back to them until essentially we'll all be gone.
Well, in the article, it was interesting. They took a $100,000 example. And what they showed was of that $100,000, only $49,000 actually went into the investment. So less than half went into the investment. About $35,000 went into commissions and so on for everyone who was involved. So lots of people were sharing in the pie. And yet the investor only had $49,000 invested, and from that they were going to get an 8% return on their $100,000. And yet what was interesting is the company itself had made a provision that they actually put 2 years worth of income away. So they actually kept that $16,000 back to pay it back out to the investor. They knew this thing was going to fall apart right from the get-go.
So when you start to rip it apart to get 8%, you literally need 16%, correct?
Absolutely.
And the other point is, you go, at why aren't they borrowing from the banks? I mean, that's the big question that comes in the back of my mind is, 16% is a decent rate of return. Why aren't we going to financial institutions for that?
And the reason's quite simple, because no one would lend them the money.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I found interesting in this piece is when you actually looked at the individual who set up the company and you looked at his background, here are his crimes, I guess you could say. In 2005, he was banned for life from the Canadian mutual fund industry. He came back at it again in 2011. The Ontario Securities Commission banned him from giving advice and trading for a period of 15 years. And that starting in 2008, he was able to gather over $1 billion from over 14,000 Canadians and do the same thing over and over again. And it all comes back to, quite simply, if it looks too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Yeah. We've seen the pyramid schemes from Bernie Madoff down in the States, but it's very different when it's in Toronto and not down in the US. So this one's close to home. This is Richmond Hill. And to have that much money taken into a company this close, it's hard to believe they can get that much, gather that much assets that quickly. But you obviously have a skill set for gathering assets, but very poor on his ability to run them in any type of meaningful way.
I think that the sad part is that for a lot of these people, they base their investment on trust. They thought they were making a very good investment. At the very least, I think they probably assumed they would get their capital back. And it turns out they may not get any of their capital back, and certainly not any return on their investment. And I think this whole thing could have been prevented, certainly by looking at this individual's track record.
We've talked about over the years, there's a big difference in market risk and individual security risk. And while we go through years, we go through some volatile markets, we do see market risk. But there's a big difference, because markets always will and always have returned. When you start to buy into individual companies and individual securities, there is always a chance they won't exist in the future. Especially when you chase after these promises that are so high. This is where people do a lot of damage to the net worth. The markets provide a very good rate of return over time. The greed that leads people to get into these investments is always disastrous.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you've just taken 10% of your money and invested it, you think, oh, I can take 10% and put it away. If your return is zero, in fact, you lose the 10%, you've lost 2 years worth of growth and future compounding on your assets. You probably have to work for an extra 2 years just to make it up.
It's a problem that I find. Clients come in sometimes and say, well, it's only 10%. We claw and work to get 1% extra on rates of return. And they don't realize how hard that 10% is to make up. Because with all the work and all the effort, all these premiums we take into account, value premiums, small cap premiums, we're trying to get between 1% and 1.5% in additional return. You take a 10% loss, you lost your market premium for several years.
Absolutely. You know, when we first got into the industry, I remember at one point, just before one of the market corrections, our average client return at the time was 16.1%.
Yeah.
And I remember you and I looking at each other and going, wow, this is pretty easy. We know what we're doing. And then we've gone through, 10 years or longer of minuscule returns compared to that 16%. Getting a good return on your investment is a hard thing to do. Well, I think that's good for today. This story on Fortress has not finished. It will be interesting to see how this thing unfolds in the coming months and years. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart from TMFG.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.